Philip Saint-Pierre, the Dijon Care. Today's date is 02/25/2026. Dictation is for Miss Catherine Moore. Moore spells M-O-O-R-E. Catherine spells C-A-T-H-R-Y-N. Date of birth is 03/06/1959. This is a 57. Year-old female. Here for follow-up period. Patient stated she was here recently on 02/20/2026 and had a physical examination, including labs, is here to help to review those results. She stated that since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care, and today says she has concerns about her weight period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient indicated that she has been on a strict diet. She exercises daily and said she, quote, "I cannot lose any weight with my exercises and diet," close quote. She is seeking other intervention to assist, period. Next paragraph. A physical exam, she's alert, oriented, obese young lady. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 96% at room air. Blood pressure is 144/98. Pulse 95. Respiration 18. Temperature, respiration 19. Temperature 97.3. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bulli, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, distended, secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upon lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, she bears weight well, with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro, she's alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 210 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is hypoglycemia, number 2 is hypercholesterolemia, number 3 morbid obesity, number 4 weight management, number 5 enlarged kidney on exam, period. Please go back to the abdominal exam and exam of the abdomen. There's no visible peristalsis, it's distended, secondary to obesity. Or right kidney appears to be enlarged. Next paragraph. Back to plan. Labs reveal the following: elevated cholesterol, total cholesterol, or HDL cholesterol is decreased to 45, total cholesterol is 231, LDL cholesterol is 162. Patient had a discussion on these values as they're elevated, reasonably elevated, and she was offered medication. She opted for taking no medication at this point. She said she wants to continue lifestyle changes, period. Look at her glucose, it's 42, it's low of a normal of 65 to 99. She indicated that she fasted that day and doesn't have any symptoms today, period. Next line, in terms of her weight management, patient was expressing interest in Ozempic, which I discouraged because of the level of her glucose. And she was educated that hypoglycemia could be very dangerous. She is already hypoglycemic at this moment, and taking Ozempic will drop her sugars dangerously low, period. She says she understands. I will start her on phentermine, 37.5 milligrams once a day, and see how she does on this medication. She was receptive to starting phentermine, and she was strongly encouraged that we will have to see her at least once monthly. And also on her labs, her vitamin D is elevated. Please include vitamin D elevation in our assessment. I will repeat this test in about a month or so and see which direction is going. Patient does not complain of any pain. She was reassured and advised to return in a month to have this test repeated. Says she understands and will comply. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She was asked if she's taken over-the-counter vitamins, and she says no. End of the patient.